In New Jersey, a Camden official describes the number of young people who are couch surfing as large. There is also a lack of transitional housing available to get youth acclimated to adulthood. WHYY News' Kenneth Burns looks at what is and what is not available as part of Young, Unhoused, and Unseen, our explanatory journalism project on youth homelessness across the region.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development does not consider young people who couch surf to be homeless. For Rosie Arroyo, that doesn't make sense. Not only is couch surfing one kind of homeless situation, it's a safety issue.
Some young people can't be in certain areas and it becomes unsafe. So then they then become homeless because they're trying to find their, like, navigate other ways around being in that situation, which ultimately still leaves them in sticky situations.
Arroyo is the administrator of Camden County's Youth Services Commission. Most of the cases she handles arise when shelter is needed the same day. There is no housing for young people who need space to transition into adulthood. While there is access to an adolescent housing hub, there is an extensive wait list.
It could go anywhere from 6 months to 2 years.
The county partners with several organizations, including the Center for Family Services and the Camden Center for Youth Development, which is taking the lead on a restorative and transformative justice hub.
One of the main goals of that hub is to support young people from justice involvement and also from any other system involvement to prevent them from being homeless or help them in getting access to housing.
Arroyo says they also work with Covenant House, which has transitional housing in Atlantic City, an hour away from Camden.
I had a friend of mine actually called because I was going through homelessness. I was the first time I've actually ever been homeless.
Cliff Chavis is a former resident of Covenant House in Atlantic City. The 25-year-old is originally from New York, but his life changed at 5 when his parents died.
So I got adopted up there, and then I moved to New Jersey. And Camden was a spot that my adopted family always hung around.
He claims they were abusive and says he wound up on the street after his adoptive family misused money meant for him from his birth parents' Social Security.
I was not so much upset, but just more hurt than anything. And I think, to be honest, Covenant House kind of took up for that. The way they treated me was with great respect and admiration, and I kind of really appreciated it.
He came to Covenant House's drop-in center in Camden and eventually moved to their shelter in Atlantic City, which he described as new ground for him.
I used to come to Atlantic City as a kid for vacations during the summertime. I had never actually lived here. It was a big wake-up call. It's a culture shock for me. But I did sense a lot of inner city love.
Chavis hopes to go to school to study physics and telecommunications. In the meantime, he is focusing on his mental health. Kenneth Greer is Associate Director of Housing for Covenant House, New Jersey.
And this is a two-bedroom apartment style. You know, you have one youth that stays over to your right, one youth that stays over to your left. They share community areas, which is a living room area, kitchen, and has a full bathroom right here.
The transitional home he's giving a tour of provides beds for 10 girls and 10 boys. There is also an emergency shelter close by. Greer ran the Camden Drop-In Center from 2017 until it closed in 2019.
We had every aspect as far as case planning goes where we were helping in different aspects. But our ultimate goal at Covenant House is to house youth.
Not having a shelter was one of the challenges Covenant House experienced while operating in Camden. Greer says jobs and transportation for their young people were also of concern, though they had partners for temporary work programs.
But ultimately, a lot of the jobs were in Cherry Hill or Pensauken or the surrounding areas. It was quite difficult for youth to figure out how to work and figure out where they were going to sleep at.
They still maintain a presence in Camden.
We're still actively a part of a lot of the committee meetings of youth homelessness. We're still on mailing lists in any events, tabling events that happen in Camden with the Croc Center. We still have sleep out events and we still raise money for Camden.
Greer says that Camden will always be part of Covenant House and that they would like to return, but they want to establish some type of housing, whether it's an emergency shelter or transitional. Meanwhile, Camden County is working on a transitional housing project to serve young people ages 16 to 24. Arroyo says it is in the early design stages, but they would like to duplicate a model developed by HopeWorks called CRIB. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.